angel for me. I can't use it anymore.
That's the Bob Dylan classic, Knockin' on Heaven's Door, as sung by Bob Dylan. It is intriguing, though, to hear Dylan's songs when you take away his signature craggy voice and replace it with the voice of somebody else, like, say, musician Brian Ferry, who has a CD of Dylan covers out today, which he calls Dylan-esque.
Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore.
Brian Ferry has been singing the occasional Dylan cover since 1973. As the lead singer of the synth pop band Roxy Music, he wasn't exactly a natural Dylan impersonator. But who is? Music writer Kevin Phipps says that's beside the point.
Part of what makes a Dylan cover work is when you have something exciting and unexpected and not Dylan-esque to draw on. That's why when I think Ferry covering Dylan, when it works, it's nothing you'd expect. It's sort of this velvety, smooth, world-weary voice that seems to be untouched by time.
Plenty of people have covered Bob Dylan, folk musicians, rock stars, hip-hop artists, reggae singers. You remember the reggae album a couple years back, Reggae Bob Dylan. They've all covered Knockin' on Heaven's Door, including Wyclef Jean.
It feels like I'm knocking on the heaven's door to Biggie Smalls and Tupac. Knock, knock, knocking on the heaven's door.
Dylan lays down something that's so open to interpretation. The voice is, his voice is inimitable. I mean, you can probably do a Dylan impersonation, but you're not going to do the same thing he does. No one else sounds like that.
One of the most popular versions of the song doesn't sound like Bob Dylan at all. It's Guns N' Roses. Knockin' on Heaven's Door, as sung by Guns N' Roses. You can also hear it as sung by Brian Ferry and Wyclef Jean and Bob Dylan just by going to npr.org/music.